So I sat here, I set up the room, the ladies were meeting. They left, they said, we're supposed to lock. I said, oh, don't worry, I'll take care of it. I pulled the door behind me when I realized I was a week ahead of myself. You know, it's like, oh, my goodness.
Okay, I'm going to call the June 27th, 2016 Stuart Fire District Prudential Committee to order. Could we have introductions, please?
Laurie Hadley, Prudential Committee.
Fran Parks, Prudential.
And Michael Daly, Treasurer.
Any public comment?
No public comment.
Treasurer. I put reserve fund transfers on there anyway.
Did you purposely skip over the reappoint clerk?
Oh, yeah, no.
Did we ask him?
Yes, we asked him. I asked Charlie if he wanted to continue on for another year, and he said yes, so I will accept a motion to...
I move reappoint Charles Eager as our district clerk.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Now...
as far as I know, there's no reserve fund required.
Okay.
We had pretty much looked at all the budgets. Fire department seemed fine. All of the retro has been paid. The raises have been worked into the payroll system. Everything seems to be working fine. I looked at water. They were fine. The district council had sent a bill about a week ago for the Prudential Committee and the water department for the final bill. And I heard from the water superintendent that he wanted the portion of the bill for the easement or the restriction to be allocated to the PRUCOM, but it's as far as I know, it's theirs. They paid all the other legal bills, and that's why Mark had billed them. I told him if he needed a reserve fund to let us know, and we'd do it this afternoon, and he hasn't, so I think he's fine. So we're good on that item.
I met with the West Barnstable Prudential Committee and Mr. Daly last week. The week before?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. To discuss the shared treasurer position. And the major question was what was the advantage to West Barnstable, which I think is that, you know, if we both go out together, we'll end up getting more qualified applicants.
That's what I felt. If with their salary and our salary combined, he'll be making, you know, we can get somebody that will be more willing, I think, to do it.
Yeah. So,
and I would expect that we would pay the greater share of the salary because I'm sure we have more work.
Anyway, the follow-up, I think, is that there's going to be an additional meeting.
Right. Oh, okay.
The two chairs and the fire chief and myself from West Barnes, the chief from West Barnes, will have agreed to get together and flesh out.
Yeah. Now, they got the impression... when we hired, I can't even think of her name now, the girl that we did hire, that Amy ran out of town.
Kristen.
Kristen. We had also interviewed the young lady that works at West Barnstable. And she, at that time, didn't want to take on additional hours. And I think they got the impression we were trying to steal her away from them. We weren't. We had no intention of doing anything like that, so maybe you can reassure them.
I don't think there's any issue.
Okay.
It was a good meeting, and I'm sure the follow-up meeting will be even better. So I think at least you're trotting a path that is more apropos than not apropos.
Yeah, and it's no really different than what we've got now, except that we have the advantage of the two salaries and can offer a better deal.
Yeah, from a marketing perspective.
Yeah.
So I think that's moving along nicely.
Good.
So so you wanted us to look over and the Plymouth County OPED Trust Program. We need to cast a vote for a governing board member.
Actually, it's the governing board's representative to the investment committee.
Okay.
I think there's two candidates on the ballot.
Right. There's Ron Clark, who's the president, who's from the town of Carver, and he's the incumbent. And there's Andrea Germain from Dennis Yarmouth, the regional school district.
I don't know either one of them.
I don't know either one of them. Neither do I, but I just...
Well, my preference would be for Mr. Clark.
Do you know him?
I don't know him, but I've been reading a great deal in the newspaper
about... Okay. Well, yeah.
school committee.
Yeah. I don't think I'd vote for anyone either. So
okay, I move we vote for Ron Clark as our governing board member.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much. And I'll deal with the requisite paperwork and get it into them in a timely manner for you. Thank you very much.
So I just put U.S. Department of Agriculture on here just out of habit.
Yeah, well, it's a good habit, I guess. As you saw, I think last week I sent you the update from the USDA, and the public advertising period for the application is closed or about to close, and they were validating exactly what day that would be. But in the interim, it appears that they're going to lower the interest rates on the loan portions of this program effective July 1, and that we would be eligible for the newer interest rates, given that they haven't made the award yet.
Mm.
So
terrific.
It's likely we're going to end up paying a little bit less interest than we would have if we had gotten the award sooner. But there's no indication that there isn't going to be some sort of an award. So, and on the other side of that, you sign the notes, the closing went well, the money's been delivered, mm-hmm. we've paid off the trust, and we've got the money in the bank to finish up the tank project, so we're in good shape cash-wise as well.
Very good.
Just as a note of interest on the tank project, apparently somebody has donated $7,000 to put a C on the tank.
And the water department was okay with that?
Apparently. They were talking about it at their meeting.
Seems to me they were hell-bent not to.
Okay. So.
My goodness. All right, well, that's that one. You want me to take the next one, too?
Please.
As you may recall, the policy on this property, the workers' comp, and an umbrella that was attached to enhance the liability coverage on this property were separately paid for and provided by a different agent than provided all the other coverage. And the coverage has been merged on this property, the umbrella, and the workers' comp renews in September, so I assume it'll flow into the same agency's hands. So at this point, all the property and liability insurance for properties and vehicles and all your liability coverage is in the hands of that one provider that has typically provided most of the coverage.
Is that going
to
say
we're trying to accomplish that for at least 30 years?
I believe it will, because I believe there was a redundant umbrella policy that basically added liability coverage to the district here. That the company that you do use tends to do a blanket coverage, so there won't be any need to cover it separately yet, because you're already existing. We'll just layer on top of the coverage here. I haven't seen the final figures for the cost of this coverage, but we never got an estimate from the other agency on the renewals anyway.
Yeah.
So it was never clear how much that coverage was going to be. But once we get all the final numbers in and we pay the bills, I can compare it to what it was last year. I think it will probably be less for the current year than it was last year.
And more convenient anyway. It's
easier
yeah.
for management to deal with, because it's one call to the same person, regardless of the department or the property. Now, it's good.
Okay, the next item is Freedom Hall, the rental.
Okay, now the fees, as I understand them now, are $50 for... nothing for 501c3 based in Couture.
Correct.
$50 for a resident of Couture who wants to hire the hall, $100 for someone who does not. And I don't know that we ever really discussed other nonprofits.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. So I've been giving them the same break we give Couture nonprofits.
So what nonprofits are, like the Friends or... Or they don't pay anything,
The library uses it. The Boy Scouts use it. We have had inquiries from a couple of other nonprofits. One, I held a meeting here. The other one decided not to. I've had out of the district commercial agencies that have wanted to use it. But they
that fell through too because they decided the parking wasn't adequate. And I tried to warn them, but so are we collecting a fee?
Yes, for anybody that for the
not for that. I'm thinking all I'm thinking is down payment, but I mean, you know, if they break anything.
No, I have not been asking for a security deposit.
Yeah,
I will.
That
me being forgetful.
Yeah, I think we need to do that.
Yeah, we do.
I could offer to make it easier for you is if you're going to do it, have them make a checkout to the district,
mm-hmm.
but don't deposit it.
And give it back.
And give it back.
Yeah.
To them.
Okay.
Or if they're regulars. Every six months.
Yeah.
That way you're not cashing checks and
right.
cutting checks. It'll
yeah.
be a month of Sundays before
yeah.
we can pay people
yeah.
if you
okay.
do that, okay? If they break it, put it in.
Yeah, okay.
That'll work just fine for us.
And you've got to let me know because you're the one that comes up here the day after and checks me.
Yeah, right. All right, the parking lot. So I was the Laportes. I'm pretty sure that's their name, Laporte. Own this house back here.
I don't know.
And they have been given a demolition permit by the Historic Commission to tear the house down and build a new house. I was up here before that. I went over to the town to see if they had pulled a demolition permit and or a building permit because I wanted to find the name of the builder, but they haven't done that yet. Down Cape Engineering was here. We could go Friday. Along with a truck from Bortolotti's. A truck from Bortolotti's was the entire length of the Masonic Lodge in our parking lot. Along with Down Cape Engineering and, you know, somebody from the town. And so I just don't think that they should be. I'm sure they're planning on using our parking lot to stage.
Well, during the demolition
during
and construction,
demolition,
right.
And the construction. And, you know, that's not what it's there for. I don't want to be a
no, and the hall is used, and they have no idea. You know, just because it's the weekend doesn't mean the hall's not going to be used during the day. In fact, the library has several events
yeah.
scheduled here during the day.
And the Mosquito Yacht Club has stuff here
yeah,
during the day.
Yeah,
you know.
They do their annual meeting here. They do their dance here, although I guess they do it at Burgess's, if Tommy Burgess. If,
right, yeah.
But if the weather's... iffy,
they come here. Right.
And when I came Saturday, again, there was a rental truck that took up at least two-thirds of the parking lot parked out here. So it was difficult to even pull into the lot, plus the landscaping trailer that's out there.
So, and that's not the landscaping trailer for Laporte. That's somebody
yeah.
else, because the landscaping trailer was here Wednesday night. Yeah.
There was a young man working on the lawn across the street who said, well, I know who it was about the rental truck. He said, I know where he went. I'll go tell him he's got to move it. And darned if he didn't.
I wonder if it's the people who bought the house on the other side of the Harbor View.
It was definitely, they had, it was, you know, it had the blanket things they used to cover when they moved.
Well, it seemed to me that the Prudential Board has the authority to promulgate regulations pertaining to your property.
Right. Yeah.
While it's a public property, there are certain rights that
yes.
executive
yeah.
bodies have to control the property. So certainly signage and notification of the police department that it's not 24/7, park as you will, would probably solve the problem. But you've got to get the signage and the culture.
Yeah, and how do we word it? I mean, the neighbors use it if they have a cocktail party.
Well,
and it's, and it's really, I happen to be an expert on no parking in parking lots and the police and getting stuff towed.
How did you acquire that knowledge?
When I was a trustee at the church because of the church parking lot.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's not, you know, first of all, you have to prove that the person had been there for X amount of time, number one. Then you have to get a police car to come in and put a ticket on it. Then you can call the tow away people.
Yeah.
But until all of that happens.
Right. It's hard. I mean, you can only bluff them with your signage and then try to enforce it. But that would be the way I think you're going to have to vote a regulation of some sort.
Since you're better at this than I am,
I can't think of anything I'm better at.
I'm going to ask you to compose a letter
okay.
to our neighbor back here about, you know, we're not going to... I'll send you his name and address.
Okay.
I have it at home. I forgot it. I'll send you, and just let him know that it's not going to be acceptable for them to use this parking lot for any demolition, construction, anything. They're going to have to find someplace else
yeah.
to park. Because they don't, they may think they have a legal right-of-way over this parking lot. They don't.
Okay.
Without question.
Okay.
I can prove it.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Well, no, it is your property, yeah. and you can control it as an executive board. It's just, you know, how
yeah.
much of enforcement when you don't
yeah.
have your own police department. However, your bylaws do allow you to hire watchmen. Get some college kids that want to watch
yeah,
the parking lot.
Yeah, there's a thought.
Yeah, right, summer jobs. So this is a copy, moving on to the Barnstable County Web Service. This is
okay.
the contract that they sent us. I asked Mark to look it over,
mm-hmm.
and the only concern he had was that there's a 30-day wind-down period if Barnstable County decides to terminate the agreement. I seriously doubt that they're going to hold us to that.
Well, if they do, we'll deal with it.
Yeah. So, and certainly the fees that they're going to be charging are less than, it's almost half of what we've been paying now.
Yeah, well, I thought she was...
And she's, you know, making the transition fairly easy.
Yeah.
I saw her email.
Okay, good.
To the best of my knowledge.
Yeah, I like her. She was, you know, I knew her first from the library, and I was the one that recommended her.
I'm not a user, but I know Tony and I saw the
email.
She's trying desperately to make it seamless, so that's good.
So I'm going to, if you agree, we'll accept this and sign it.
Fine with me. Do we need to sign all the copies?
No, I think just I have to sign.
Just you.
Ideally,
you'd
probably want to have two.
Two?
Yeah,
okay.
But then
okay.
An original for us and an original for them.
Blue.
Yeah, perfect. Do you need another one?
No, she's got one.
And, of course, because of its intergovernmental.
Well, there's only space for one, yeah.
Since intergovernmental agreements do not require 30B participation.
Mm-hmm.
627? Yes.
Happy New Year.
Or want me to keep it, or I thought he had a copy.
I have a copy, but is it signed?
That's signed.
Okay,
yeah.
So we need to send them two, so they the commissioners sign two and send us
all
an
right.
original back.
All
right. For our file.
Okay.
And then they'll have one that they signed, and they'll sign one and send it back to us.
Okay. Final item on the agenda is the open meeting law complaint. From Agnes Murray. I don't understand how the annual district meeting warrant could be published with favorable provincial committee recommendations when there weren't any discussions or any vote taken to recommend the articles on the warrant at the public meeting of the committee. Her recommendation is, if you believe that I'm incorrect, please tell me the date of the meeting where the determination of favorable recommendations occurred. Otherwise, I want you to publish in the same newspaper that the warrant was published a statement of apology misrepresenting to the taxpayers of the district. I've already sent her a letter. At the May 16th, 2016 meeting, the Prudential Committee Treasurer, Mr. Daly, advised the committee that he'd already included in the articles for the annual meeting the recommendations of the warrant articles by the Prudential Committee, and if the committee disagreed, that could be changed. The one article the committee questioned was the employee salary increases by the water commissioners. The chair of the Water Commissioners, Mr. Barnacle, presented the Water Commissioners' rationale for the salary increases to the Prudential Committee. Committee appreciated his presentation, and we left in place the positive recommendations of the article. There is no requirement in the Kootuat Fire District bylaws that the Prudential Committee vote to recommend or not recommend the articles in the warrant for the annual meeting or any district meeting. Article 5, Section 2 of the district bylaws state, the Prudential Committee shall receive the proposed budgets and articles of the district officers and the departments proposed for inclusion in the warrant for the annual district meeting at the regularly scheduled meeting at the Prudential Committee held during the month of March in each year and shall make recommendations, therefore, to the annual meeting. So that was the letter I sent.
I think we're intelligent enough that if we disagreed with any of the recommendations, we would have spoken up and discussed it.
Correct. I agree with that. I sent this off to the Attorney General's office. I sent it off to Mrs. Murray. She picked it up. We had the return receipt. And on top of that, this is not an item that's covered by the open meeting law, the operation of a committee. So, if she's sends it in, we'll hear about it. If not, we won't. So, all right. Did you get a chance to read the minutes?
I have. I don't have them with me, but I've read them, and I make a motion we approve the minutes of the May 23rd, 2016 meeting.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. It's the conclusion of our agenda for today.
Move to adjourn.
So moved.
Thank you very much.